Okay, so the U.S. government spends on average about $1 billion a year on gender programs around the globe, which is why we're asking you this question. If you had $1 billion to help women in your country, what would you do? You can tweet us your answer at Women's Lives using hashtag Balance of Power. We also put that same question to ninth graders at Lawrence High School here in Massachusetts. And I'm in the studio with the world's Isis Madrid and Maria Muriel from our Across Women's Lives project. So Isis, why did you want to do this at Lawrence High?
I personally wanted to reach out to young girls of color who maybe don't have access to this kind of education in their day-to-day schooling. Lawrence, Massachusetts, it's called the immigrant city here in Massachusetts, so it was the perfect place.
So, Maria, what did you do there?
So we worked with the United Nations Association of Greater Boston to write this whole curriculum for the students, all based on our Across Women's Lives reporting. And then we went to the school and we took over Mr. Hicks' AP Human Geography class. It was a co-ed class. There was also boys there.
But. Yeah, it was boys and girls. And we broke up the class into 9 groups, and each of the groups representing a different country, like total like model UN style, like you see on TV.
Right.
I was like geeking out.
They were so into it.
Yeah, they loved it. And the kids were representing Colombia and Pakistan, which are countries that we actually have reporters in right now. And we're, as you just heard,
right,
you know, airing stories on child marriage. And this is the stuff that the kids were talking about. And it was just so exciting. And they loved it.
So you recorded some of this. What are we going to hear, Maria?
So we're going to hear their discussion with the UN moderator talking about which initiative is best to fix. So they had to pick between whether to end violence against women, increase literacy and education for women, or encourage women in leadership. And so we're going to start with the Columbia group and what they thought was most important.
Ending violence against women and girls. We see it as the most important because there's too many girls in Colombia being abused sexually and they don't speak up.
Which did you pick for Pakistan?
End violence against women and girls. Even though like literacy and like education was really bad in Pakistan, there's like children, like little girls, like marrying in Pakistan, so we chose that.
Are you ready out here?
Yes.
Okay, we're back on. Thank you.
Fellow delegates, we are the delegates of Algeria.
We, the country of Algeria, believes that the most effective foreign policy strategy is an increase in literacy and education for girls.
The country of the Philippines believe that the most effective foreign policy strategy is to increase literacy education for women.
The most effective foreign policy strategy is to encourage women's leadership in peace and security.
To end violence against women and girls.
To encourage women's leadership in peace and security.
To end violence against women and girls.
To encourage women's leadership in peace and security.
To add more laws for women's safety and end violence against women and girls.
Thank you.
And I'd like to hear more about the challenges that you saw.
I feel that since the leadership, it ties in with education. If we teach girls more about how to deal with those kind of situations, the crime rate will go down. They'll speak out more and the leadership will go up.
I think like the best solution would be is to end violence against women, because once they feel safe to talk, once they feel like they can go to other people and tell them what's happening, I feel like that will increase their literacy and like increase leadership.
I'm not saying that the strategy of ending violence is bad. I think that ending violence and encouraging leadership go hand in hand, because when you encourage leadership, then the woman will encourage people to stop violence. Take like now in the United States, like if Hillary becomes president, that will encourage like young girls to be like, oh, she can do this, that means that I can do this, like being like the president of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 2 for ending violence against women and girls, 3 to encourage women's leadership in peace and security, and 4 to increase literacy education for girls, the straw poll recommendation of this committee is indeed to increase literacy education for girls. Give yourselves a round of applause.
The voices there of some students at Lawrence High School just outside Boston weighing in on the best foreign policy strategy that would help raise the status of women around the globe. Some really great answers there.
These kids are my jam. My favorite was this kid named Lewis. I think he was
Sweden,
right?
Yeah.
He came up to Maria and I at the end of the class and he had a book. And he was really proud of it. And he was like, hey, I got this book at a yard sale this weekend, because we had gone a week earlier to do prep. So they were like deep in these issues already.
What was the book?
It was called 200 Women, I think.
Yeah, and it was about like important, historic, powerful women throughout history. And he was like, I was just really inspired.
That's fantastic.
And then he told us to stay fresh. So yeah. I'd like to say, Lewis,
You stay fresh, too.
Stay fresh, kid.
Speaking of staying fresh, it seems like this project could be reproduced in many other schools.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually made this curriculum open source. So it's on PRI.org/womenslives. If you are a teacher, this is up to Common Core standards. Or you can just do it with a community group or with your friends.
With your kids.
Check it out. The Balance of Power curriculum available for download at PRI.org/womenslives. The World's Isis Madrid and Maria Muriel, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.